Watch, kickboxer celebrates defeat of Jewish opponent with Nazi salute. By Warner Todd Houston on September 3, 2026. Chaos erupted during a kickboxing tournament in Florida after fighter Paul Miller celebrated his victory over a Jewish opponent by performing a Nazi salute in the ring as his supporters hoisted Nazi flags in the audience. Miller, who calls himself the Gypsy Crusader, faced Jewish influencer Ben King Azuwalai on Saturday. Still, the house was already boiling over before the bout even began as Miller's fans waved Nazi flags that arena staffer soon took away. Glassant. Say weekend à Orlando, unmatched to kickboxing a Dene Lua de Senadinha de on A30. Unsupporter of Brandy and two tranquillite un drapo of vacun qua gami pendant que d'autre la feliciter en face on de saloon S1S. pic.twitter.com/gqjkqb, who, gk. Servo non disponibles, at Servo non, September 3, 2026. The Kia Center in Orlando, home of the NBA's Orlando Magic, erupted in at least a half dozen fights in the stands during Miller's bout with Azuwalai, the media says. A chaotic brawl against Nazis erupted in the crowd at the Kia Center in Orlando, Florida, after kickboxer Paul Miller gave a Nazi salute during his victory. Roughly half a dozen separate minor brawls broke out among audience members in the stands. pic.twitter.com/6kqx5. Jeremy Rodriguez, at Jeremy_Rodriguez, September 2, 2026. Azuwalai entered the ring carrying an Israeli flag while members of the audience hooted and waved their Nazi swastika flags in response. Several fights broke out in the stands among the spectators, as well, according to the New York Post. The fight was a close call, but Miller won by a split decision. And in the ring, he grabbed the microphone and bellowed that he is not a tough guy. He's not some alpha male. He's a short little fucking Jew prick. Miller also performed a Nazi salute toward the crowd. Orlando, Florida, August 29, 2026. Paul Miller defeated Jewish fighter Ben Azuwalai at the Kia Center. He celebrated with a Nazi salute. The crowd? They saluted back and waved a Nazi flag. A kickboxing match turned into a Nazi rally. In America in 2026. pic.twitter.com/gfahayazri31m. Benjamin Freundlich, at BM Freundlich, September 1, 2026. After the fight, Azuwalai gave as good as he got and said that he would take down every anti-Semite. And added that Miller got kicked in the nuts too, so no Nazi babies for him. Miller has a criminal record, having spent time in federal prison on gun charges. He has a long history of calling for a race-based civil war and was arrested after an investigation by the FBI's Joint Terrorism Task Force. He pleaded guilty to three felony counts of possession of an unregistered firearm and ammunition and possession of a weapon as a felon. He was released from prison in 2023. Orlando Mayor Buddy Dyer was among several local officials who blasted Miller and the event for the fighter's hateful actions. On X, he wrote that a symbol of hate was brought to our city this weekend. But hate, fear and division will never be welcome here. City officials told the media that they could not prevent Miller's disgusting tirades due to concerns over the First Amendment. But Kia USA spokesman James Bell condemned the incident, saying, "We appreciate the prompt action taken by venue personnel to address the situation. Such behaviors are in stark contrast to the values of respect and dignity that we, and our employees, fully support and promote." Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston, Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston, or at x/Twitter at WT Houston.